When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top-brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Hello, I'm Oliver Condy, the editor of BBC Music Magazine, and welcome to the BBC Music Podcast. You can buy a copy of the magazine at your local newsagents or download our app to your iPad, Kindle Fire or Android tablet. And for the latest music news and more, head to our website at classical-music.com. Today I'm joined in the studio by our reviews editor Rebecca Franks to talk about the March issue's recording of the month. And this month, it's recording of Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1 and Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 2, played by wonderful up-and-coming Italian pianist Beatrice Rana with the orchestra of the National Academy of Santa Cecilia under Sir Antonio Pappano. And that's on the Warner Classics label. It's an incredibly fresh recording, isn't it, Rebecca? I mean, rhythmically, tempo-wise, even the textures that one can hear, orchestral textures and pianistic textures, is just a wonderfully clear recording.
She's chosen these two big, virtuosic, very demanding concertos and approaches them really vividly and boldly, actually. Although she doesn't stint on the detail, but throughout both works, I got this sense of this kind of very big-boned kind of performances, almost sort of filmic and panoramic in their sweep and scale.
That was the opening to Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1, performed by Beatrice Rana with the orchestra of the Academy of St. Cecilia under Sir Antonio Pappano. It's a new recording on Warner Classics, and it's our March issue's recording of the month. I get a real impression, actually, Rebecca, that this introduction was really thought through, in as much as they didn't want it to be too overblown. You don't get a sense that the orchestra is really pounding through. That brass is just holding back from the edge. And Beatrice really doesn't hammer the keys, as you see so many performances do. This is a really well-crafted, I think, a well-thought-through interpretation.
It must be quite hard to take on a sort of concerto warhorse like the Tchaikovsky, because it is played so many times, and this is so familiar. And also, that opening just sounds completely exhausting for the pianist, you know, to have to go in and play with such power. And I think what she does here is, I mean, it's just rock solid, really, and it works very well. And you also got there a good sense of the bright orchestral colours, which you get throughout, which is another real strength of their partnership.
I could hear much more detail in the piano part and the orchestral part. I mean, that's testament, I suppose, to the recording engineers as much as the musicians. But I really got a sense, both in the Prokofiev and the Tchaikovsky, actually, of sounds I'd never heard before.
Yes, and I think this orchestra is doing wonderful things under Sir Antonio Pappano. You can hear them on several discs that are out now. And it's interesting, actually, that Pappano seems to be working quite a lot with young artists. I think he invited Beatrice Rana to, after hearing her, to record with him. So sort of interesting to see him sort of helping young artists at the start of their careers.
And they clearly work very, very well together. I think the next extract will be fascinating to hear. The Andantino from the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. They really do exchange ideas beautifully. They seem made for each other almost.
And also this extract illustrates it's not just all about the piano. The orchestra is so important in the Tchaikovsky and the Prokofiev.
I suppose it might be to do with the fact they're both Italian. They bring out the singing voice in the music. I mean, that probably is a huge generalisation of. But we have an operatic conductor here, and someone who is very brilliant about bringing that the melodic line. I think.
Yeah, and the drama and the drama too.
Beautiful extract from Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto number 1 there, the Andantino. Totally different animal, I think, in the Prokofiev Piano Concerto number 2. A fearsome work, not tackled by anybody but the bravest of pianists. It just requires the most fearsome technique. Tchaikovsky is hard in itself, but I think this is a step higher, isn't it?
Yes, it's the longest of his 5 piano concertos and makes a lot of demands on the pianist, both technically and temperamentally. The original version of 1912 didn't go down that brilliantly at its premiere, and that version was then destroyed by fire, so he had to reconstruct it from memory, and that's what we hear now, written later in 1923.
We're going to hear an extract from the really quite frighteningly difficult cadenza from the first movement. I think it's a cadenza that almost defies sort of explanation, really. You sort of wonder how on earth a pianist can do it, and yet she seems to sort of toss it off so easily.
It's funny because it's nearly...
So unfair.
I know, and it's nearly 5 minutes long, and you're sitting there listening and thinking, you know, your mind drifts away for 30 seconds and you come back and still the piano.
I mean, I've heard many pianists do this on disc, and many of them sound very laboured, because it is very laboured. But this just seems so effortless. It's wonderful to hear. Extraordinary strength needed there for that. And actually that cadenza, we were just saying during the clip there, is 5 minutes long. I mean, it just requires so much stamina and so much determination, so much strength.
And I think they get the pacing absolutely right when the orchestra comes back in there. You know, you get a real sense of the dramatic qualities we were talking about earlier, and you get the sense at the start of that clip of the sort of almost barbaric language that Prokofiev starts to bring into... Because there are romantic parts of this concerto as well, so you get that real blend of different characters.
Yes, it's absolutely beautiful, actually, most of this movement. And then all of a sudden you get this, as you say, this very sort of chaotic barbarity. And actually, they make it sound almost improvised, despite the fact that it's very, very tight, the ensemble. I think Prokofiev's writing is exceptionally clever, and he almost makes it sort of fall apart without falling apart. And I think the orchestra brings that over beautifully, actually.
And I think, actually, her sense of rhythm and timing and pacing is just rock solid throughout. It's really grounded, not in a that makes it sound like it's sort of plodding or dull somehow. It's nothing like that, but just completely, you know, just everything is there always.
It's very tight.
Very reliable.
very reliable. And I think, you know, does it need to be reliable than in actually the second movement, the scherzo, where she's playing nothing but octaves throughout the whole movement, and there's this real sense of dynamism, and it's so metronomic and yet so sort of driven and so powerful. Let's hear an extract from the second movement. So that was an extract from the second movement of Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 2, performed by Beatrice Rana, an up-and-coming pianist, not one we've heard a huge amount of, and I'm sure someone we're going to hear a lot of in the future.
Well, she's just become a BBC New Generation artist, so I'm sure there'll be a lot more opportunities to hear her on Radio 3 and in concert as well. And if you want to go back, she does actually already have two solo CDs out. Would you believe she's only 22, but she's already got those two solo CDs out, one off the back of her second place win at the Van Cliburn competition, so that's on Harmonia Mundi, and another on Atma Classics as well, so they could well be worth exploring.
Absolutely. This is the sort of first of our big time CDs, as it were, the one that is really cast her into the limelight.
It is, and she's just signed to Warner Classics, so hopefully we'll hear a lot more of her. And yes, this is her concerto debut. Very impressive it is too.
Well, that brings us to the end of our discussion of the March issues recording of the month. Join us for the April podcast when we'll be discussing the next recording of the month. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this BBC Music Magazine podcast, which was produced in our Bristol studio by Jack Fletcher. For more of our podcasts, visit our website at classical-music.com or simply head to iTunes.